From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. It is Tuesday, May 19th at 8:55, and we have Chip Nellinger on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Chip.
Good morning, Kimberly. Seeing some green on the screens this morning as far as the grain markets open. We did see on Sunday the release from the White House, the bullet points on the Chinese trade deal. It was better than expected, continuing expectations for China to buy large amounts of U.S. beans, as well as $17 billion of other agricultural products. And that's still sifting through our grain markets with a positive tone right now. Right now, July corn futures unchanged on the day at 477. September's up a half a cent at 482 and three quarters. December up a quarter of a cent at 498 and a quarter. March of 27 is up a half a cent at 512 even. The bean side also higher on the day. Front month July bean futures up 3.5 cents at 1216 and a half. August beans up 4.5 at 1215 and a half. And November's up 4.75 at 1205 and three quarters. The January 27 bean contract up 4.25 at 1216 and a half. So we've regained that magic $12 number as far as new crop beans go. Continuing again on the back of some expectations that China will continue to be a large buyer of U.S. ag products, especially soybeans in the coming months and years ahead. The soy products are a mixed bag in here. Front month soy meal is a right now up a half a dollar, 50 cents a ton at 355 even. The front month soy oil futures up 7 points right now, 75.70. Soy oil got a nice boost yesterday from sharply higher crude oil trade early on, in addition to that supportive China news. Wheat still saw crop conditions in the Western Plains drop. We dropped 1% out of good to excellent conditions yesterday. I believe down to 27%. The market expected 28% good to excellent. So still continuing with confirmation that we are looking at one of the worst crops in modern history out of those Southern Plains states. Right now, July, Chicago wheat up 3 cents, 667 and a half. September up 2.75 at 680 and a half. December, Chicago up 2.5, 698 and three quarters. July, Kansas City wheat up 1.75 at 705 and a half, with the March up 2 at 739 even. And the Minneapolis wheat also higher. December Minneapolis wheat up 5.75 at 747 and a half. On the livestock, more of a mixed bag in here, although there are some expectations and some wording in that fact sheet surrounding the Chinese trade agreement that beef and poultry would be noted benefactors of some increasing Chinese demand. We kind of have a mixed bag in here. June live cattle up 45 right now, 253.82. The August down 22 at 246.92. October's up one tick at 238.97. December's also up a tick at 238.02. And the February's down one tick, 237.95. So pretty flat across the cattle market here on the open. Feeders are a little bit higher. We've got the May feeder contract down 22 at 368.57. August up 95, 359.80. The September feeders are up 70 at 356.90, and October's up 45, 353.59. Hogs quite quiet here. July lean hogs up a dime, 102.85. August down 17 at 103.05. October's down a nickel at 90.10. In the crude oil market right now, everyone's watching that, 91 cents lower at 107.75. Kimberly.
Thanks so much, Chip. Have a great rest of your day. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.